As the beloved Archangel Michael speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence, take command of the outer self of each one, still every vibratory action in and around us, that there may pour forth into us and through us every possible power that he wishes to anchor within our life streams for use in outer conditions at this time to fulfill the great divine plan wherever we abide. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight, in the service which the angelic host wished to render to you and to all that is constructive, we are drawing into outer physical conditions certain activities of the sacred fire that come under the complete control of the angelic host. And since we have legions of angels who not only guard the sacred fire which we concentrate into outer conditions, but they stand and are the repelling prisons to all that is destructive. So when we ask you to call forth the legions of the angelic host's presence around you that forever repels everything that is not their love and perfection for you, you will find a very tremendous action coming around you. This will enable very much greater strength and much greater power from your own mighty I Am Presence to be anchored into the outer self, not only as a guarding presence, but as the victorious presence of the sacred fire. Now, the legions of the angelic host, I assure you, are at all times seeking to protect that which is constructive. And since their presence is a preventing presence of life, as you come into closer association with those who are commanded to protect that which is constructive, you will find the veil thinning between your world and ours, and you will begin to understand more and more of what the service of the angelic host is to the life in this world, and especially to mankind. In the present acceptance of our presence in the consciousness of mankind, the predominant feeling or understanding of what we do is concerned with protection. For you hear the remark, my guardian angel, when someone escaped something of destruction. Therefore, we are already within the consciousness of mankind to some degree in the acceptance of our power of protection. Therefore, when you call forth activities of the sacred fire in concentrated action to accomplish something that fulfills the divine plan, hesitate not. Call forth, if need be, legions of the protecting angels to stand the guard over that which fulfills the divine plan for your nation, and then use it around yourselves whenever you need to. But when it comes to the protection of that which is of God within your nation, that which is the God government of your land, or the God-given freedom to your people, hesitate not called forth limitless legions, if need be, of the sacred fire's invincible protection of that which God has given to America, that which God expects America to guard, and that which is of God within your borders. In other words, all that is constructed. Therefore, the legions of the guarding angels and the legions of the powers of the sacred fire that you require in outer world conditions at this hour are ever ready to respond to your slightest call. So whether you see them or not, or feel them or not, makes no difference. When your call comes to one or all of the archangels who direct and concentrate and guard those mighty streams of the sacred fire from the physical sun and the great central sun, those legions are automatically standing ready to protect that which is of God, if mankind would but make the call and understand what the law of life has provided to protect all that is constructed. The archangels are the commanding authority and directing presence of those activities of the sacred fire that sustain perfection and that protects perfection. Therefore, the protecting angels are no figment of anyone's imagination, and the protecting flame, which the cosmic beings concentrate and send into manifestation to sustain and protect what is constructive, is forever blazing its presence wherever given the slightest opening or the slightest recognition or the slightest call. And if it were not for the protection given to that which is constructive throughout America and the world, mankind would long ago have been dissolved by their own creation of discord. So the protection to life that the angelic host has given through the projection of the sacred fire is far greater than the intellect of mankind understands. And the service that has been rendered through the ages, and that which is yet to come, shall be even greater than that which has been given in the past. And you are privileged at all times to be one with that protecting power, and you are privileged to call forth its release wherever you see that which is constructive, needing attention and protection. Thank you so much, precious ones. And if I were you, I would often, just as you send forth the thought, might the angelic host protect all that is good, wherever I abide. Then, my dear one, in these many decrees that you set forth, in these calls which we are bringing to your attention, you are building an eternal momentum in your mental and feeling world, and even in the atmosphere above you. You are building an eternal momentum. You are accumulating a power that as yet you little understand. And only as you begin to use it will you become aware of how terrific is the power of the sacred fire to produce perfect manifestation, to hold protection, to sustain and expand the fulfillment of the divine plan, and to be master of circumstance wherever you call it into existence. You do not create that yourself, but your desire for it and your love to your mighty I Am presence entitles you to have it in the physical octave, and the angelic host are the protection of that for which you call. And the great law of life makes no mistakes when you are dealing with the angelic host and the sacred fire. Mankind, in the use of the powers of nature, the activities of life in the physical octave, is in reality living at the periphery of the circle and know not the concentration of the power and the magnitude and magnificence of what the sacred fire can create and manifest, sustain, and expand. And in the service which the angelic host rendered through healing, through music, through their purifying love, there isn't a thing of the perfection of the beloved divine plan of the mighty I Am presence with which the angelic host is not concerned. The angelic host is the way and means by which the beloved I Am presence and cosmic beings who have created and sustained and controlled this system of worlds have drawn into outer manifestation the activities that you see everywhere. And since the angelic host can only create that which is constructive, you have no idea the power that you can have to protect and expand anything that is constructive that you wish to bring into outer existence for the blessing of life, to glorify your mighty I Am presence, to blaze a light that draws your fellow man out of the shadows and onto the pathway of intelligent direction where the goal of existence is forever revealed. The angelic hosts are concerned with everything that you do that is constructive. Therefore, there's no limit to the power you can have. There's no limit to the help you can have. There's no limit to the protection you can have. So long as you maintain the purity and the harmony and the obedience to your beloved I Am presence. Can you show me anything in the physical world of the affairs of mankind that from the outer physical action can compare with that which the angelic hosts are constantly doing for you all? All mankind put together in the physical octave and all their activities cannot give you what the angelic hosts have ever at your service. And it's time mankind learn something of the angelic host and understood what's necessary to come into closer cooperation with the blessing we can bestow. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to take you, if you will come with me, into a secret of the knowledge of the universe and reveal to you tonight that there are definite legions commissioned, directed, and sent forth to guard this nation. Legions of the angelic host. And there are legions of the angelic host that could be called into action to guard what is constructed in every nation. If the people would awaken, would arise and desire it. Wishful contemplation of a thing is not the love of the intense desire that draws that thing to you. And therefore, you who understand something of this law and something of the reality of our presence, you who are the will of the American people for the good that is within your borders to be sustained and protected, you are the authority, you have the power, and you shall be answered if you call this into outer conditions quickly. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Try to follow with me tonight and realize how important this is and that which I have called to your attention, because the angels that guard the destiny of the United States of America are the same power of the sacred fire that your higher mental body is to guard your own heart flame within you to the fulfillment of your divine plan in the attainment of the ascension. Therefore, the legions of the angelic host who guard the United States of America are the guardians of the heart of the world, therefore the guardians of the life of the world. The same as your higher mental body guards your heart flame and guards your life in the outer self. There is a definite concentration of the power from the great central sun. Now that activity of the sacred fire that forever stands guard over this nation and the destiny which it must fulfill. And the beloved Master Jesus, as well as the mighty Saint Germain and the blessed Godfrey and others of the ascended host, who have from the inception of your existence ever poured forth their calls for protection and victory. They too are the guardians of the destiny of the nation. And my dear ones, that which God has given to those who are constructed within this land must be made invisible and invincible against the sinister force, and that can only be done by the angelic host who directs the sacred fire. There are many activities of the sacred fire which the angelic host directs that can forever make invisible and invincible that which is of God. Therefore, do you not see, or you're not at the mercy of the condition that the sinister force has imposed upon your land to pollute it. You're not at the mercy of the destructive forces of human creation. Cosmic law of life has provided you this protection of the angelic host and the concentration of the sacred fire of a love so great you cannot understand it till you become it. And therefore, I'm not here idly tonight. And I would fire the whole American people awake to turn Godward and demand the angelic host removal of that which is of a sinister force within your borders. And you will see changes take place. For I assure you, there are those of the angelic host who do wield the sword of blue flame, and in one flesh consume that which the sinister force has taken centuries to build. Therefore, if you will join with us and call forth the angelic hosts, legions that guard America's freedom by the sacred fire's power without limit, to come forth now and protect that which has a right to be protected. Sustain and expand that which becomes the perfection of the future, and hold possession of that which belongs to you because God put it here. God, the mighty armed presence, placed within this land the blessings that are to be used to fulfill the divine plan. Therefore, if you will call forth the guarding legions of the angelic host who compel America's destiny to be fulfilled and to prevent interference or delay of that blessing coming to the people, then you shall see certain destructive forces recoil upon themselves and be compelled to take their claws off of that which belongs to America and that which is of God within America. So, my dear ones, we are moving into outer physical conditions, certain forces from cosmic realms that forever are victorious. So hesitate not to call legions of the angelic host and manifestations of the sacred fire without limit and all that's required to prevent anything of a sinister force gaining any further control of that which is within your borders. Conditions in the rest of the world are whirling to a certain explosive point, and certain destructive forces are going to be compelled back into themselves. They have to be allowed to consume themselves. But America must be protected against the sinister force's determination to slaughter everything on the earth. Therefore, when we ask you to call these legions into physical condition, hesitate not to do it. Wherever anything is constructive, call the legions of the angelic hosts the protecting angels, sacred fire guard, the protecting angels, sacred fire control, and prevent anything that is of destruction touching that which is perfection within your land. So, blessed ones, I might take you in to a secret in my heart. If you will understand what I have to say, as one who some years ago placed the crystal sword within a certain place in the United States of America, I happen to be the authority. I happen to have placed it. And therefore, I happen to be certain authority for its use within the land. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, when we do these things, it is to establish a focus of power which continues to expand and prevent the destructive forces from completing their desecration. So, blessed ones, in the hours that are ahead of you, we hope you will come very close to us, and we can give assistance in the midst of anything and shut off that which otherwise would cause you distress and under which you would have to struggle. So in the conditions that the sinister force wishes to impose upon life in this world through war, keep calling. The cosmic legions, mark you, cosmic legions, are the angelic hosts, sacred fire, so terrific, the sinister force dare not even look in its direction. And hold this around yourselves and call it around your loved ones. Call it around all that is constructive within your borders, and let the hordes of evil take the consequence. I am the director of that which I offer tonight. Thank you so much, and blessed ones, call these legions into action to protect your younger generation, and let us see how quickly we can turn back the sinister force of evil into itself until it is self-consumed. So, we are offering everything from our great octave of life. We are using everything the cosmic law will permit at this time. But so much must be done through mankind itself before we can use the boundless powers that would consume things in an instant. Mankind must awaken. Mankind must desire to go Godward. And mankind must be through with war. And when we have drawn forth that desire from within life in a certain proportion of the people of this nation, then we are privileged to produce such manifestations in the atmosphere as will compel obedience from everybody. But the people must awaken. The people must desire God. The people must desire to be free from that which depraves and enslaves and degrades them. When that wakens, the higher mental bodies then take command of the outer selves, and then we can turn to the light many life streams that have been caught in the shadows and have been concerned with destructive conditions and have built those conditions by their own life energy. So this will be the redeeming of many, many life streams and the withdrawing of them from the clutches of the sinister force. So the effect is very far-reaching for the freedom of the rest of mankind, as well as for the protection of yourselves and the saving of the nation from that which is intended. The legions of the protecting angels, the legions of the sacred fire, are beings, my dear ones, that wield power indescribable and can act in an instant with power that is always master over every manifestation in this world. And I hope you have recognized that there has been some change in the atmosphere over your land. Thank you so much. If you should call for the atmosphere over your land to be filled and kept filled with the manifestations of the sacred fire, the sacred love of the sacred fire, and the legions of the angelic host to hold command and compel perfection, you will be greatly blessed by making that call. And I am sure you will never have cause to regret it. This is not only a repelling force. This is a guarding presence that takes possession of the atmosphere over a nation and controls what comes into it. So if you will give us this opportunity, we will do everything the cosmic law permits to forever put an end to the evil mankind has created. So may you go forward and feel from tonight our reality, our presence with you, and our manifestations of the sacred fire that can and will enfold you with that which you require to stand untouched by what will move into destructive conditions to consume them. So go forward and remember, there is not one call that can come to us that won't be answered. We are ever present and all powerful. And all it takes is your love to life that wants our blessing and wants our power to free life everywhere from distress. So, beloved ones, you who are the heart of the world, you who are the heart of America, please feel that the legions of the angelic host, whose sacred fire guards this nation, are forever with you. May that power come tonight throughout the nation until it awakens in all the determination to be free from evil. And if that sweeps even once across the nation, to awaken individuals to the determination to be free from that which seeks to destroy them, then we will move into outer action with unlimited power, and we will answer every heart call with the fulfillment of the divine plan. Go forward, and forever know we abide with you, and there is closer cooperation between you and this magnificent power of life, that the sacred fire is wherever you call it into action, and the legions of the angelic host who forever do the will of that beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host. We enfold you in the love of the angelic host, a love so great, discord can never come your way again. Thank you with all my heart. You, beloved Archangel Michael, thank you and all the angelic host for the protecting sacred fire love that you have poured to us through the ages, and that we in turn want to pour forth to the rest of life, until no part of life is held in distress ever again in this world or wherever we abide. We thank you with all our love for eternity, for the love and the sacred fire that has protected us thus far on the pathway to our victory. To the seven mighty Elohim, we send our love and gratitude, to the seven mighty archangels, and to all whose love has drawn us this far in the light. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such protecting love of the sacred fire from the angelic host, that wherever we abide, it holds command for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the sacred fire love which you have now become, and let the angelic host forever abide with us. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Archangel Michael, and the entire angelic host, for the love you've poured to the people of earth, and for the sacred fire that ever abides with us. May its eternal expansion and almighty control sweep swiftly now into all outer physical conditions as quickly as possible, and forever hold command. With the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call us never before for your visible, tangible presence with us at all times. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world. Let us move in the world, but not out of it, and pouring into its distress the sacred love of the sacred fire from the great angelic host. Let them become visible to all that lives, and mankind shadows forever be consumed. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved mighty I Am. Say Shabane, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director. All the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements. Our beloved John of Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invisible God, victorious attorneys, and accountants, all other group leaders, and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the precious ones we have to that, all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding sun presence, of the sacred love of the sacred fire from the great angelic host, intensify and expand its power until naught but its perfection can remain here for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those of this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory for the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all this novel light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, glorified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the risen divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart call for all the light, all the health, all the power, all the dispensations, all the sacred love of the sacred fire, and all the angelic host legions without limit to come swiftly within the United States of America to fill our nation everywhere, fill the atmosphere over our land, and close out the sinister force from all life forever. We thank thee.